Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, it seems that teenage musical genre just will never die. First there was Fame, then there was High School Musical, now there's Glee, with not only singing, dancing and teenage romance, but a bit of a dose of edgy humour as well. Since it first appeared last year, the American TV series, screening on Channel 10, has quickly gained a cult following of obsessed fans. Is Mark Hadley one of them?
I am now. I'm not sure I want to be part of a cult.
Maybe. Yeah, cult following. There we are.
Yeah. Look, it'd be a fairly large cult. Given that Glee has done so well in the Australian market, it's really mirroring what's happening in the US. And the US are in double digits, you know, in terms of the millions. Mm. And so in Australia, we've had like a stunning follow-on. Now, just to give people a bit of a TV 101 before we jump into before we jump into Glee, I'm thinking now of all my television
You're
habits.
Thinking of all the things we do. You're part of the problem of major deficit disorder,
aren't you? I'm the problem, and we'll get over that later. Look, if you look at television in Australia, if you can break a million mark for a weekly audience, you're doing pretty well. I mean, you're in the top 20. Okay, so when a program comes close to the 2 million mark, then we know that it's really hitting something in the Australian psyche. Now, the big programs that came close to the 2 million mark this year, we've got MasterChef, of course, we've got Underbelly, and now we've got Glee. I mean, Glee's episode one, when we kicked off about a month ago, so only really 4 weeks into the new season, was 1.81 million. Now, since we're holding steady around 1.4 million, fluctuating up and down a few million, you know that the Australian audience is particularly in the key demographic of 16 to 39. Sorry for getting so technical, people, but it's big news. I mean, this is a very big program. And I think it's interesting, if only because when you referenced Fame in your introduction, that's 30 years
ago. That's right. Yeah.
Now, sure, we've had High School Musical and we've had lots of musicals in film, but there's not a great deal around at the moment on TV for this sort of format. This is an unusual format, the singing format, and it's doing really well.
And it revolves around this high school.
Nothing
town in America.
In a dead-end town somewhere in middle America, you basically have this high school, the one place that everybody wants to leave. They want to get out of town. The worst thing that could happen is if they actually stay around. And this high school used to have a great glee club years back, and there's this one teacher who remembers it fondly, and he wants it to live again, whereas the school itself is only really interested in the cheerleader squad and the football team. He wants to bring this back. And the only way to do this is basically to recruit from the ground up. So for those people who don't know anything about the program, for those of you who are fans, you're probably watching reruns right now. For those of you who haven't, basically he starts from the ground up, and really it's a bunch of misfits who join the bottom feeders, they call themselves, the lowest of the low. They join the Glee Club because they've got no friends anywhere else, and they discover friendship in the process of learning to sing and perform. And really it's chintzy on one side and it's heartwarming on the other, and I went out and bought the series after the first three episodes.
Did you really?
It's really good. Look, I'll give you this. For people who know what I do for a living, I don't watch films unless somebody pays me. Okay, so that's the opposite end of the scale for everybody else. So I know that when I take my own wallet out for something, it's really having an impact. It's quite an interesting program.
So have you watched the whole series so far?
I'm going double episodes a night at the moment, so give me one or two more episodes and I'll be
done. So what have you noticed theme-wise then has come up for the whole series? Because you'd be ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, because the first series has been... The first series has been split. We're in the second half of the first series now on Channel 10, and the first half of the first series has been released on DVD. So I'm doing catch-up. There's a lot more television than I can actually watch in any given week. But that said, thematically speaking, first, it doesn't matter which episodes you're looking at, there's basically two themes that come through really strongly. The first is that there is a beauty underneath brokenness, that it doesn't really matter whether or not you can kick a football straight or whether or not you've got able use of both of your legs. One of the key characters in the Glee Club is confined to a wheelchair. It doesn't matter whether you're... often we have a number of races in television programs. They all seem to be fairly good looking. You know, well, there's a Negro girl who is a black African... African-American girl who is, you know, particularly a bit overweight, a bit chunky, so to speak, and yet she's beautiful in herself. Mm. You've got a Jewish girl who's just got a snotty attitude but is trying to overcome that, and she's beautiful in herself. And you know, these people have issues. There's no doubt about that. But underneath all of this, every time you find a character, you think, gosh, this one's a rotter. Then they pull the rug out, you know, a few episodes later, and you go, you know, there's something about that person. Mm-hmm. That there's something underneath brokenness. you find there's actually signs of a master craftsman at work. Mm. I mean, as a Christian, I see it that way. Mm. I see, like, you can still see God's handiwork everywhere, mm. even in the worst person. Mm. That's amazing. Mm. And the second theme is...
Nice little message for David Campbell, by the way.
So well, absolutely. I mean, the fact is, anybody who's sitting there and who is just going, oh, we've got to get him out of Parliament. Look, that may or may not be, but be very careful. My mum used to say, when you're pointing one finger at somebody else, you're pointing mm. four back at yourself. Mm. You know, you've got to be very careful when we judge, because we are broken people. Now, it may not be appropriate that he leads, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
now,
well, we're going to be talking more about that a little bit later on tonight. About the whole you guys get on with too. So what was the second theme?
Well, the second theme is an amazing, gosh, I don't want to take us back onto David Campbell, but here we go. An amazing thing about the series is second chance all through the series. And it's got to be a game with my wife and I now. We watch an episode and you just watch for the person who is given a second chance to fix their mistake. And it always begins with realizing they were wrong and being upfront about that.
Hmm.
You know, and it's an amazing thing because, look, there are issues as to why you'd be careful with this program, you know, with younger audiences. There's sexual content. There's a very positive view about homosexuality put forward in it. There's other things you've got to be cautious about. That you, sometimes the jokes that are told, you're laughing at the wrong sort of thing, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But that said, if there was any message you wanted to put down for young teens to listen to, the step back to being in right relationship with somebody is to begin by admitting that you're wrong mm-hmm. and saying sorry. I mean, that's a powerful message you often don't get, because mm-hmm. in terms of script writing, I'm a script writer, and often the device that is used is to show the hero triumphing some way in some cunning way, even to get around their own faults, even to get around a mistake that they've made. They somehow wangle it, and there you go, they're through. And we celebrate that. We rarely celebrate the hero going, yeah, you're right, I did the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and actually, I'm not a good person, and the only way I'm going to get forward is if you accept me.
Oh, good dose of humility.
It's a great thing to go with. And yes. So, you know, hence, it's the sort of thing I like to have on my shelf.
Yes. Mark Adley, thank you very much.
No worries,
we'll
mate.
Leave you to get home and listen to Open House, and after that, yeah, watch another three episodes.
Yeah, I've got it on CD. Don't
of
worry.
Glee. See you, buddy.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.